Moncrief on News Talk.
You know the way you buy a child a toy that at the time the child has to have, they really, really want it, but before you know it, they're bored with it or they've just grown out of it. The house slowly fills up with toys and aren't played with anymore. Enter the Toy Library. Georgia Anile is founder of the Toy Library. Georgia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Would it be the case, Georgia, that basically most toys or the overwhelming majority of toys are made out of plastic?
Yes. The research says 9 out of 10 are made out of plastic, and not only plastic. It's generally plastic and some other materials that are very difficult to segregate and very difficult to recycle.
Okay. So, yeah, they're not doing the environment any good at all.
No.
If they're thrown away, or indeed if they're, I suppose, kept in an attic. So, and you'd kind of experience this yourself with your own children that...
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, yeah, we basically started having no space anymore. We were just hoarding toys. We were drowning in toys, and they were mostly plastic. There was a really, really long Peppa Pig face. During lockdown, I still remember that. And so I was just trying to find a way to give them to a good home. And I just wasn't happy with the options available. I wasn't happy with Facebook groups for a number of reasons. So I thought, well, maybe there should be a place where people can just give each other toys, and it could be a platform. And, you know, I was just figuring out my PhD research question, and the two things came together. So it became my case study, and it became a lot more than that now.
Okay, so explain to us how it works.
Yeah, it's very easy. So it's first of all, it's free, and it will always be free. So it's a website. It's called thetoylibrary.ie. People can sign up for free, and they can list toys that their kids no longer play with, and they can browse for toys that may be available in their neighborhood. It's geolocated. So when you list up your toy, you put your approximate location, and so you're able, basically, we're able to create a map of toys available in your community. And then it's a one-to-one private conversation. You see the toy that you like, you contact the person and you ask, hey, can I get this from you? And then basically it goes like that. It's private.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously, for very obvious reasons, it's much better if it's in your area. And
yeah.
And are the people putting toys up there required to put up pictures of it and, you know,
yes,
to ensure that it's not filthy or that kind of thing?
Yes, we have a set of guidelines and rules that the Toy Library members sign up to, right? So, and they need to respect. And people have been very good, to be honest. So, yeah, the toy needs to be in good condition. You need to have a good picture. It can't be a screenshot from a website. It has to be a real picture. And I have to say that the quality of the toys on the platform so far has been very high.
And the toys themselves, are there details with, you know, this is for a 10-year-old or this is for a 5-year-old and that kind of thing?
Yes. We ask them to, as they list the toy in the listing page, we ask them what age is this for. So there, you can actually also browse the toys by age.
Mm.
On the website. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is extremely useful. Now, the thing is, though, you know, contrary children can be, that you know, there's something in the corner that they haven't played with in 6 months and have no interest in. But when you suggest giving it away to somebody who will play with it, suddenly it's the end of the world. Is that kind of do you have to kind of coax them into that?
So the interesting thing is that the Toy Library is not just a digital platform. We started hosting these swap and play events all over Ireland. And if you check our website, you'll be able to see when the next one's on. And what happens at these events is we ask actually people to come over and bring up to 5 toys, and they can take as many as they want. And the way we set it up, it's set up in a way that the kids basically enjoy the experience. We give them like little tokens that they can use to get the toys that they like. It's kind of like a toy shop with fake money. It's really playful. And so basically this becomes the experience of giving a toy away and taking a toy from someone else becomes really normalized. It becomes not a big deal anymore. And so the more the kids do it, the more used they get to it.
And normally, is the expectation that you're going to swap a toy, or can you just say, can I have that, please?
No, you can just take, or you can just give, or you can do both things. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, it's worth pointing out again that it's all completely free. Are there parts of the country, Georgia, that you'd like to kind of generate a few more, a bit more interest in? Is it a thing that it's kind of, you know, centered in the big cities and towns?
At the moment, yes. It's very strong in Cork because this is where we started it, and it's very strong in Dublin. There's quite some momentum in Limerick. We have an event just on the 26th, this Saturday in Limerick. I would love to see more users in the West of Ireland as well. We haven't gotten there yet. We will get there eventually. But yeah, at the moment, it's mostly the big clusters of users are in the big cities. Yeah.
Okay. And you said, you mentioned this is part of a PhD. What's your PhD in?
Yeah, my PhD is in human-computer interaction, and it's all about how digital platforms can help citizens with the circular economy.
Okay, and where are you with the PhD? Have you completed it now?
I'm at the end of year two. Still 2 years to go.
Still 2 years to go. Oh, God.
Yes.
So do you have to kind of wait to see how the toy library kind of works out?
Well, it's working out well already. Yeah. It's pretty good now. A year in, we have like thousands of users, and it's like it's a real product in the real world, driving impressive social impact. So on that side, everything is fine. I'm going to have to write a dissertation. That's another story.
Okay, yeah. And is it taking up a lot of your time? Are you occasionally saying I should be, you know, writing my dissertation rather than looking after this website?
Yes, it is taking up a lot of my time, but I always say it gives me more than it takes from me.
So yeah. And in your house, the idea of giving a toy away, that's become normalized, would you say?
It's absolutely normal. Yeah, my daughter just regularly checks the toys that she has. We have very few left, to be honest. She's 9 now, so she's more different kind of things, but we regularly screen the house for toys to give away, and we bring them to the events or we list them on the platform. Yeah.
Okay. Keep up the good work, Georgia. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Georgia Anile there, and the name of the website is thetoylibrary.ie. One text now, and this is kind of a universal issue, really, for so many families. We got to the stage where we had to ask the grandparents to stop buying our two girls plastic toys because our apartment was full to the brim. We asked them now to give books for bedtime stories. Someone else says that the one thing I wish somebody had told me before I became a parent was how much stuff you accumulate. I try to swap to, clothes with friends and avoid buying new ones when they grow out of them so quickly. But toys are also a problem too. Huge problem. I try and teach my kids that if they want new toys, then we get rid of the old ones. That's a good idea. So one new teddy means also getting rid of an old teddy. Generally, it works well, but there also have been tantrums when they realise they can't keep both. Yeah, the teddy one might be difficult, I imagine, rather than just toys, if you know what I mean. Somebody else wonders, do charity shops accept toys? I don't know. I imagine some of them do. But again, it's an issue of how much room do they have, physical room do they have in the shop, and the condition of the toy, of course, as well. We talk about fast fashion and recycling, but this brings up a good point that we never think of the things we buy and consume on behalf of our children. I like the idea of being able to swap things you don't need, and it will save money buying more stuff and things that are more suitable as they get older. Well, indeed, and as Georgia pointed out, that they do. Once they start to hit double figures, there's less and less of an interest in toys. And somebody's wondering about, are there Donegal events? Well, thetoylibrary.ie is where you'll find the answer to that. And if there aren't any, I assume Georgia's hoping that people in more areas will volunteer to organise these events themselves.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.